Sophie Clark, welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Rabobank's quarterly dairy report shows milk production growth is tipped to be modest through the remainder of the year. Demand will be the main determinant in how pricing develops. I caught up with senior analyst Michael Harvey to find out more.
Looking at the global market and where pricing goes from here out through the next 12 months, at least from our view, I mean, there's a key watch on China and their volume of imports, because clearly if you look back at the last 12 months, China's been doing a lot of the heavy lifting in the global market in terms of the amount of dairy products they've been buying, and that's been certainly providing good price support. We're a little bit cautious around, you know, the rate of import demand in China holding at these sorts of levels for the full next 12 months. So that's likely to lead to some pressure on the market, which we've already seen a little bit. But, you know, when you're balancing out the market, you do need to keep an eye on supply. And absolutely, you're looking at an environment globally where milk prices for a lot of farmers that sell milk into export markets, like in Australia, are pretty healthy and there is good profitability. But we're not seeing really strong production growth across the total pool of production. And a lot of that comes down to, you know, there's been some weather events, there's rising feed costs. So that does provide price support. So when you're looking at the global market, we've seen a little bit of weakness already this year. We've got a bounce on the GDT auction this week, but we still think there's probably some downward pressure to come just on the expectation. China's import appetite wanes a little bit.
Yeah, certainly still some risks around. While we're seeing some higher milk prices around the world, how are farm margins going?
Certainly, dairy farmers here in Australia would like to see milk prices move higher, and that could come if market conditions improve. Now, we're just a little bit cautious around that, given the global economic settings that we're sort of looking at. But the comfort and the encouraging thing here in Australia is that most dairy farmers have got guaranteed minimum prices now for the current season, and they are at or near record levels. So that's certainly supportive of profitability. So we are seeing widespread profitability across the industry, helped by improving seasonal conditions. There is plenty of feed around. So certainly it's a good profit season for farmers, but there's pressure points there as well. I mean, we've seen some flooding in some parts. We're seeing fertiliser prices rise. So there's certainly some squeeze on margins. But broadly speaking, it is quite a good season locked in for dairy farmers, and they would like to see milk prices move higher. But global market conditions need to improve to do that, and we're just a bit cautious about that happening this year.
Yeah, right. So farmers here are mainly set up for solid trading conditions.
They are. And look, you know, the next couple of months through the spring curve is always an important period. It's when, you know, a lot of milk is produced. The settings are there, depending on where you're farming. Broadly speaking, you know, most farmers have had a pretty good start to the season, and there should be a good spring production curve for them. And that's important because ultimately, if there's plenty of homegrown feed around and there's ample and affordable supplementary feed, you're going to go a long way to ensuring profitability. But it's helped by the fact that you've got milk pricing in the market, you know, that or near record levels, and it's pretty much locked in for this season. So that's the encouraging thing.
Certainly encouraging news. Now, tell me how we're looking export-wise.
When you're looking at the export and you're looking at the global market, and Australia's part of this story, I mean, clearly on the demand side, there is still a little bit of cautiousness around the Delta variant and the impact it's having on food markets, not just locally but globally. I mean, there are some economies that are opening up, and you look at the US and you look at parts of Europe, that's encouraging and that's good for dairy markets because it does unlock that demand that's been impacted through the food service channels. But when you're looking at outside of those regions, you know, there are lots of economies that are dealing with a Delta variant outbreak, Australia included, but there's lots of Southeast Asia and lots of other economies around the world. So that does cloud the outlook around the recovery for food service markets. And it has had, it's starting to have an impact on the broader macro settings because we are seeing some weaker economic settings in certain economies. So that does potentially have an impact on demand. But when you're looking at the Australian market, I mean, we've weathered the pandemic reasonably well, and you do get that channel distortion where consumers are at home and they aren't allowed out to food service channels, but you do see a lift in retail sales. So that's certainly offsetting any sort of negative impact we're seeing in the domestic market. The other encouraging thing for the local sector here is, I mean, the Aussie dollar is weaker against the US dollar, so that does support export return. So when you've got a commodity market which has been weakening in US dollar terms, but you've also got an Aussie dollar drifting lower, that offsets the loss in commodity pricing. And we're certainly of the view that we potentially might see a little bit more downside in the currency. So that would be a good news story for export returns. But whether that offsets whatever falls we expect to see in commodity prices, time will tell.
That's Rabobank Senior Analyst Michael Harvey there. I'm Sophie Clark. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.